I'm going to go wipe the table. I'm going to go clean it.
Hello, David.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, David.
You're going to clean it? Go ahead. I'm babysitting right now for a minute or two. Okay,
that's okay.
Papa. I'm going to let you. Yeah, it's my girl's three-year-old son.
Oh,
he's three. Well, actually, he's three, but he's dirt. Well, one of my girlfriends, like good friends, had a baby with one of my friends, and he's not being a dad. So, I'm like, he had a baby's mom already, and he's not accepting his responsibility. So, I don't want to see another punk because this girl's a classic girl. So I was like, I just don't want her to bring some punk in and raise him because that's not the way it is. His dad's family to me, regardless of his dad, going through something right now.
Right.
It's very out of characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
And once he sees me raise his son,
mm-hmm.
and because ain't no punk going to raise his kid. So he was complaining saying that he was pissed that his son was, peeing sitting down. I'm like, well, bro, he's not around nothing but girls, and she doesn't have him around any other guys. And I was like, "Bro, and if you don't want him pissing sitting down, and if you don't, I'm like, then do something." Well, he didn't do it.
Come show him exactly.
the one that he had a baby with, I've been best friends with her for like 15 years. But dude, I'm gonna tell you, never once did I ever cross the line with her, just because I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere at 35. So, crazy story. She just happened to bump into me
mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago and,
mm-hmm.
And told me and then kind of explained what was going on with him, my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Nah, it's cool. I don't mind saying it. So it's an honor to help her because
mm-hmm.
you're on the cool. When he snaps and he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause this guy, he's rich. I mean, he's got his shit together too, but when he sees like, hey,
what's
you stepped
on?
Up and you raised my boy.
Right.
No,
exactly.
He's going to see it. And it's going to hit him. And I already told him, I go, he's going to come back in the picture. That's why I'm not even trying to get caught up with her. I'm like, look,
mm-hmm.
I know where your heart is, but on the cool, he needs a dad. Or a father figure. I said, I'll take care of him once, twice, three times a month to
mm-hmm.
teach him the shit that needs to be taught as far as being a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, in that part, I'll do for you. Cause dude, ain't nobody going to raise my boy's son. And that's it. And that's how, I raised so many of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
How can I not take care of this kid? He's innocent. He's 3 years old. He did nothing fucking wrong. Dude, they made him in 5 minutes. They made him in 5 minutes. And now it's a lifelong responsibility. And yes, sir. What? Oh, he comes to my house. It's so damn big. He's like, I love it. I love your house. But. No, we don't gotta clean that. We leave that for the cleaning lady. We that's why we pay her.
Okay? Exactly.
He's so OCD like his dad. Everything. That's why it doesn't even bother me because it's like me seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like seeing my boy, and I'm mm-hmm. like, eventually my boy's gonna snap and he's gonna see it. He's gonna be like, I want my son. I want that relationship back. And be like, it's yours, bro. I said, I've just been doing what you were supposed to be doing, my nigga. And I said, whenever you decide to come to your senses, which I knew you were, I know he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time. I know him.
You're and just holding that space for him. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Because I'm not going to let some other dude come in and raise him and be like, and raise him like a female or anything. I'd rather just prep it so when he
mm-hmm.
gets right, he can be like, hey, Dave, I appreciate everything you did for me. I'd be like, bro, shit, you would have done it for me any day, but if I was in the same situation. So I fucking say thank you, bro. And I put myself in a very good situation financially, so I don't got to worry about that.
That's beautiful.
You want fruit snacks? You already ate granola. You ate egg. You ate cheese. You ate a popsicle.
He's growing.
No more. Mom's gonna get mad at me, and then she's coming with strawberries.
No,
Papa, I can't give you. You see that? That's.
You! Oh, I love him.
Yeah, hey, do me one favor. Hold on, because that's his mom.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick,
Take your time. That's fine.
All right. Yo, hello.
Hey, I'm still here.
Amy. No. Sorry, no, dude. She was just asking, and he wanted fruit snacks. She goes, "There's some in my bag." It's crazy because, like I said, I own a roofing company. I went and I did a roof yesterday, did all that shit, and then she wanted to come over and cook. I'm like, not whenever I put a roof on. I want to go out to eat. So we went and ate at BJ's, and they, instead of going home, I mean, I live over here by TPC in, over here in San Antonio. I don't know where you're at, but I'm like right here. It was just so convenient for us to come back home, kick back, watch Yellowstone. She's turning me white and shit. So, I don't ride horses. Hey.
Oh, but they're gangster. They are gangster.
Oh. I like Brit. Brit's gangster. Well, he goes, "Damn it for making me do this to you."
Right? Boom. Exactly.
Hey, but you know what? I relate to that. Cause I mean, the cool, I'm not the biggest guy, but everybody will tell you, I got that Down syndrome strength. I'll knock you the fuck out, boy, straight up. But it's because I'm in the construction business.
Yeah.
You're too young for scissors. Give me that and I'm gonna open it. So, see, look how easy it is. Look, it's already open. There you go. Quit crying. You're welcome. Dude, he's too young for scissors. I mean, dude, it's a trip. But like I said, he reminds me too much of my boy. I'm like, I can't not, like, do what I'm doing. Like I said, I can't even believe she trusts me, you know, because I don't have the best reputation. I mean, I got my shit together, but for her to really, like, trust me like this, I'm crazy.
Well, let me tell you, as somebody who's been a single mom before, when you have somebody who's willing to step up and help you out, you know what I mean? You have to trust God a little bit on that and say, you know what? God sent them to help me out. Like, there's no person on this planet that's perfect, David. You know what I mean? We all have flaws. We all have bad things we've done, and whether they're willing to admit to it or not, you're way better than the average man because you're willing to admit, hey, listen, I'm not perfect, but I'm here to help. So that alone, that's why. You know what I mean?
Everybody knows the way I am here in this city. That's why, like I said, I don't really do any advertising, but I was like, I'm going to check this out. Well, I'm not even going to get into any stories. I'm telling you, people are like, hey, we need to do a podcast on you. People need to hear your story.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm the best kept secret, bro. I don't need to boast or put anything out there. Like, I don't do this for fame or anything. I do this in the name of Jesus Christ. That's it.
Me
I'm
too.
Not perfect.
Exactly.
But, you know, I have a faith walk. And I'm gonna tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Ain't no. You're kidding me.
I'm not. Can we?
No, I love you. I'm starting. Yeah, it's hard to not like grow attached to this kid. You know,
well,
dude,
yeah,
he feels on your hands. Yeah, I mean, when he's in bed with you, I mean, I have a king size bed, so he lays on it, and you know, in the middle of the night or whenever we're watching TV, he starts crying. She'll go and go lay down, and she'll go to sleep next to him. I don't go bother her. You know, and I mean, to me, it's just not the place or the time. You know, there's always a time and a place for everything, and that's just not it.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Not, you know, like I told her, I said, dude, I don't want to be, you know, hooking up because I want to know, like, why I'm doing this.
You know,
I don't want anything getting, like,
in the way of that.
Intertwined in my. Yeah,
exactly.
I want to be able to know that, you know, like, I'm doing it for the right reason and I'm not doing it, you know, for. You know, selfish reasons. You know, you got to really, like, analyze that shit.
You do, and you have to stay faithful to what you know. Exactly.
Oh, she's got her shit together. I ain't gonna lie to you. She's a realtor. She fucking makes 150. I make about 150, 200. She does the same shit. She really doesn't need me.
Right.
I just don't understand why the fuck, like, after 15 years, now you come into my life, and now all of a sudden you want something with me, and it has nothing to do with my money. It has nothing, but you just want me. And I don't even know what the fuck to say. I'm like trying to push her away because I think it's wrong, you know?
Right.
Because I'm like, this is like one of my best friends. And I'm like, she's like, but Dave, he's smoking meth and he's not being a fucking dad. Fuck him.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I said, well, be. And,
I've been there.
And be smoking.
I've been there.
So I'm going to tell you, she said that was it. And straight up, she's like, he needs a dad and needs a father figure. Somebody to teach him how to be a man.
Right.
And if you want to step up and be that man, she goes, I've known you long enough. I know how you are.
Right.
She goes, I don't agree with it. She goes, but I know that you're not going to let anything happen to my son. And I said, dude, if anything happens to your son, you already know what time it is. I don't play games.
Right.
And even if the dad tries to come back in the picture and if he does it disrespectfully and he hurts the young man.
Right.
Like I said, I'll destroy the dude. I don't play games. The kid is innocent. Y'all
exactly.
fucked up. Like I told her, I said, y'all need to get y'all shit together. I go, y'all need to figure out and get, and you need to keep your shit in the pants and you need to quit opening your legs because you keep putting yourself in the situations with the wrong dudes.
Right.
I mean, and that's why I have to make sure that I don't become that guy. You know?
Right.
I can help her, but I'm not going to. Yeah, for sure. You want a wet towel? Why you're
super smart.
Yeah, no, Amy, go ahead and break it down to me. Let me know what's going on. Tell me honestly if it'll honestly benefit me because I'm doing great already.
Yeah,
so will
no,
it really benefit me?
No, this will really benefit you. But what I'm going to tell you is it's not done overnight. So I'm a very straight shooter. I myself, have been with this company for 7 years. We've been around for 17 years. It takes about 30 to 45 days for everything to take place. There is a couple of different factors that happen faster and sooner. So for this, I know one of the questions that you asked, David, was where you're going to be ranking. The package that's going to be most beneficial to you is going to be our Platinum Premier package, and it's priced at $449 a month. That package places you into two different positions on the first page of Google services. The first one is up at the very top of the page in the ads, and this position is up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The second position is within the local map on Google, and that's the one that takes 30 to 45, especially because you're in San Antonio. If you were in some little, backwoods town in Mississippi, it would be different,
I already know because listen, I'm going to say like this. I've been in the business for 14 years. I've been independently
right.
5, 7. Okay. So
right.
I've been ripped off by every fucking white man in this fucking city that can't sell roofs because this is a Hispanic
yeah.
city.
So right.
They
it
don't
is.
Mess with me.
Exactly.
So they use me to go get those deals done. Well,
right.
I realize my word. Now I'm that guy that they're like, hey, I need you before I even sign this contract because if you're not going to do the roof, I'm not, or if you're not doing the interior or you're not, prepping and helping out, I'm not doing the job. What,
right.
I'm coming, Papa. And, I just know what I'm getting myself into. I'm going to turn off the light real quick. Wait for me right there. It's just crazy. I always look at everything and I'm going to honestly tell you, I'm going to listen to you and
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to talk with this girl about it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've got Airbnb houses that we're working on. We've
mm-hmm.
got, my buddy works for, his dad is huge for, Optech
mm-hmm.
and that's the fiber optics. And
right.
I mean, they just won a bid with, on the east side for 300 houses, 300,
nice.
Hey, 300 houses, $3 million to
mm-hmm.
revamp them and everyone gets a new roof. So if I'm making $2,500 off each roof, not saying that we're going to get – there's only 15 contractors in this.
Right.
And he's one of them. So
mm-hmm.
if out of those 300 roofs, if I do 200 and I'm making 25, that's a half a million.
Right.
That's why I'm like, dude, do I even need this? So I'm
right.
going to talk to my girl
mm-hmm.
because we've got so much going on. And, I mean, we just got back from, California, whatever. And, I mean, like I said, I think it's quick.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I've got money in crypto. We're doing good there. We just got a lot of things going on and I just,
right.
before I just jump in anything,
sure.
I don't want to, if you look at my ratings on the Better Business Bureau,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any ranking on Google. And
right.
I'm going to be honest with you. Google told me that if they never saw me on the top page of their list, that they would never even consider me. So I said, hey, tell me who's on the top 10 list or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they, hold on, okay, I'm on the phone. Once I get off the phone, okay?
Did you call Google and they told you that? You called Google?
Yeah, it was you. It was Splash. It was you guys. And they told me, they're doing the same thing that you're telling me. And they go, if you're not on the front page of Google, we're not doing any business with you. Dude, why do you think I have no relationship with you guys? And I said, I go, you know what's funny? I go, out of the top 10 companies you listed on your roof, on
mm-hmm.
the list,
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm doing repairs for about 5 or 6 of them. I go, because they said their warranties are invalid, that they're that it's a manufacturer issue and it's not an installation issue. And it, dude, they didn't tear the felt off properly, and they didn't see the rotted decking because they went through there real quick, and they just, that's why they waived their deductibles. They don't tear off the roof, and they don't have to pay the roofers that much money. But what happens is you don't see all the rotten wood underneath the felt. So if I'm there doing it the right way, and I'm not cutting corners,
right,
and they are, and they're on the front page because they're paying you that money, dude, they're discrediting the work and the trade in the city.
Right.
And dude, when that guy started coming back at me sideways, I said, look, homie, I said, those guys they need y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need y'all.
Right.
My phone is ringing non-freaking-stop. If
right.
Roofs, remodels, the government even wants me to start working on the postal
mm-hmm.
services. Same shit. $6,500 and I work on the schools and everything. But
right.
I tell them, I don't need it. Like, I'm so busy. And then when I do have free time,
mm-hmm.
look at what I'm doing right now. I'm taking care
right.
of the baby. I go run 6 miles. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's what's important to me. I don't chase
right.
money. Money chases me.
So, the
no,
thing
but go ahead and finish. I'm listening.
When I'm looking through here, David, it shows the last time that we spoke to you was in November of last year. And just so you know, we can only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. So that conversation that you had, the BBB doesn't even come into factor on this. It's helpful, sure, but 9 out of 10 people don't go to the BBB unless they're looking.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You want to play what? Okay, we can play Batman and Hulk as soon as I get off the phone. And Mommy just called and Mommy said she's coming over here with strawberries.
Let me do this for you, David. What's your email address?
Yes. It's Davo's Roofing. D mm-hmm. as in digital, A as in mm-hmm. apple, V as in victory, E as in edit, O as in orange, S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Roofing101
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay, so I'll just send everything over in writing, and then you can review it and give me a call back when once you've discussed it with your with your other half or whatever you've got going on.
I just say partners and because she doesn't want me just giving off money, dude. Even with crypto, she's
right.
gonna start pulling out my money and doing all this. She's like, hey, look, if you want to do it, this is where tax behave, Bob.
Right.
So,
you, David, is that you mentioned us working with other people, and that's not the fact. We are a channel partner to Google, so we are only allowed to work with one for a 50-mile radius. We cannot program two companies into the same spot. So we're a little bit different.
And let me ask you something. So what's the closing ratio? What's the actual volume of calls that come in?
Well, within the first month,
you're good.
Within the first month, you see between 1% and 3% of the searches that are coming through. So currently in the last 30 days for San Antonio and a 50-mile radius, you're looking at 1,214 searches done. So you're looking between 12 and 15 calls in the first month. After the first month, that number increases because then everything's kind of secured and taken place because it takes time for all the programming to actually gel and take hold. That's why we asked for the 30.
Yeah, and I definitely need something like this because I went on and created my free Google,
mm-hmm.
on my password, all that shit.
Right.
Went on there and did that. And I mean, it says like you need to go create a website because you're
mm-hmm.
like, you've had 31 views, 49 views, and 51 views. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's telling me that people are already looking at my fucking company. But
mm-hmm.
because I don't have the reviews on
and
Google,
no content.
There,
you have no content
there,
out there.
But,
mm-hmm.
but, huh? You're done? Yes, you want me to put it in the refrigerator? That way you can eat it later? Okay. So, I got it. And like I said, just send me over that information.
Mm-hmm.
I will go over it. Put your contact information
it's there.
And I'll
mm-hmm.
definitely. Monday, I'm not going to lie to you, we're going to be doing a prep with one of my buddies who left the engineering field,
mm-hmm.
and he left the oil, and he left the engineering field,
mm-hmm.
which he's been in for years, and I went to his house because he quit because his mom needed help with the bar, and needed to get it remodeled, and, he wasn't getting help from his other brothers, and his dad, waited for a while, so he was like, hey, I need you to help me out here. And then he was just like, hey, I need help. I want
mm-hmm.
to, transition over to be a contractor, Dave. And I'm like, so what do you want? And I go, why don't you ask your brother? He goes, dude, my brother won't even fucking help. He goes, my own brother won't even help me, David. And just so you know, I don't even talk to his brother. His brother's on call block because he's such an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, so you, what do you want me to do? Okay. And, so on the cool, he came to me and was just like, hey, I want to start doing what you do. And I said, listen, don't compete against me and I will train you to do everything. So
right.
My boy, who is his brother's best friend, whom we don't talk to,
mm-hmm.
is very intimidated and very rich. He was like, hey, I just don't want your brother coming at me wanting to kick my ass. He goes, this is between me and y'all. Like, I came to y'all asking for y'all's help. I already went to my brother and he talks to me like shit and talks to me like I'm trash. He goes, I want to go and I want to be where I'm respected, man. And
right.
if he can't treat me that way, and if I got to go to, you know, to his homies, and his younger brother, you know, was like, hey, this guy right here is a solid dude. Fuck with him.
Right.
So I literally, I, you know, and he already had a relationship with my boy, but to get into a house and start prepping it and to start getting it eaten off his plate isn't something that he does.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I was like, hey, look, I'll work with him. We'll come prep it. We'll come pressure wash it. We'll sand it. We'll do everything you need to do, bro. And get it prepped up, you know, for the paint job, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I vouched for that on Monday, but that's extra money for my boy. And then not only that, he sent us links to go get certified for the to start pulling the same leads, the same contract. Just be insured, be bonded, and you're good.
Right.
I mean, dude, I'm gonna just tell you. Now you want another popsicle? And check this out. They're building a condominium complex in Church. And, it's an $8 million project.
Mm-hmm.
I already got the roof.
Nice.
I'm going to make about $115,000 on it. Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not really looking. Do you want one? What color?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm excited, but you know, if what you're doing and if y'all can help me and what are some of the other pricing? Cause like I said, I hear the platinum, but am I really going to be able to give the same kind of service that I'm giving? You know, that's why I like my own
schedule.
Well,
you are, and this is the thing is you are a person who wants results. I'm going to tell you straight out that there is another program that you, let me make sure it's available in your area. It's Google Guarantee and it's guaranteed leads coming in from Google. Let me make sure they have it in your area. But I can give you a smaller package, David. You're not going to be happy with it. You're going to be calling me back and you're going to be like, what is this? It's for somebody who is smaller, who doesn't have the experience and the things that you have, who is just starting out. It's not something that you're going to be extremely happy with.
Yeah,
I'm not even giving you, basically, I'm just going to straight up level with you. You would say that it's BS. I'm not even going to pitch you on it because it's not for you. Okay. That type of package isn't for you.
I can already tell.
I already know. Listen, I've been doing this for 7 years. They literally pay me to be able to read a person's aura and everything else over the phone. I'm the only female closer on this entire floor. Okay. I'm in a room full of men. All right. I know exactly what I'm doing and I know how to get you results that you want, but I'm not going to pitch you on a $199 package. It's going to have you going 5 miles. It's going to take you 6 months to rank. I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to tell you about that package because of those factors. Okay.
No, I appreciate it. And as long as you're a straight arrow with me.
Yeah.
And if this program can honestly benefit me,
it can. 100% it can. And that, but it's going to take money to make the money and put you where you want to be. The smaller package is for the smaller guy who just got his license, who doesn't have a crew yet. He's out there doing this little stuff, just trying to build it up, which I'm not throwing no salt on his game. I'm just saying he's not where you're at. You need a bigger package. There is another package that you qualify for that's called Google Guarantee. It's completely different. It is guaranteed leads coming directly from Google. It requires a $250 application fee, and then once the application fee has been completed and all face-to-face employees have passed background checks, then you will be approved for Google Guarantee, which is a Google Guarantee spot up at the very top of the page. It is a very coveted position. Your lead fee for San Antonio is $46.67. It never changes. It never rotates. It's locked in at that rate. You only pay for qualified leads. And there's a minimum monthly budget of $609, which I'm sending out a separate email for that because that is another package that you qualify
that's,
for.
That one right there, that one sounds kind of good.
It's really good. So that package is called Google Guarantee, and the first one I sent you is called Google Advertising. It has a little bit of everything in there. We will include a full website for the company because you don't already have a website, and we need a place for your people to land on, and you need that exposure. So these are the two packages. I know you're slammed busy Monday, and you're kind of like a go-getter guy all over the place, really out there making it happen.
It's the man upstairs, and like I said,
right.
There's plenty of business out there.
Right.
You just got to go out there and give it to you, take advantage of it. And that's what I do. And I mean, like I said, I'm helping other people at the same time. Like God didn't put me here to be poor. He put me here to be, you know, wealthy and to help other people. He didn't put us here to be poor. People are so mad at him because of their results in life, and it's because of lack of direction.
It's on them. It's on them 100% because they have the same opportunity that you and I have. Okay? Go and get it. Go and get it. Absolutely. Now, I've sent everything over to you, but David, when on Tuesday can you set aside a few minutes to speak with me?
What time zone are you in?
I'm in California, so I'm here between 9 and 6 your time.
I just left LA. We were in San Diego too, and we were at Encinitas. Oh, I love that beach. That's my favorite spot. Like, I mean, we're in Calabasas, dude. We're over there off Stunt Road. I mean, dude, it was legit. I mean, I have great times over there. I'm always in California. I love it. I love it. I'm a northern kind of guy, but I'll SoCal it every once in a while.
We're in Orange County, California, so we're between LA and San Diego.
I know exactly where you're at. I went back and forth through there. We were at Santa Monica Beach. We were at Manhattan Beach. We do everything. I mean, my favorite place is Morning Glory in Little Italy. Have you had Morning Glory in Little Italy?
I haven't.
Okay, well, you need to go pull it up right now on Google.
Okay.
I don't have Sonic here. Dude, I'm going to tell you, those are souffle pancakes. Unbelievable. Fresh juice, orange juice. Every time I'm there, I go there. Boom. Bam. I took her. I'm going to tell you, this girl's been to Paris, Greece, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She met me out in Vegas. I flew from Vegas to LAX.
Mm-hmm.
Met my homies because he was shooting a music video. And she met me out there. Randomly, she goes, "Can I just meet you out there?" And I'm like, "What the fuck do you want to come out here?" And I'm like, so she went. She's like, "Look, I've almost been married. I've been to Paris. I've been to Greece. I've been to Hawaii." You know, and she goes, "Germany." She goes, "Beautiful places, David." She goes, "But I have never seen anything as beautiful as this place. Like, how the fuck did you find it?" And I said, every morning, we get up because I'm on San Antonio time. So
right.
I wake up at 5 or 6 when I'm there. So I have nothing to do because the guys, they own stuff there. I'm not going to tell you what they own, but they own things and it doesn't require them to wake up at those times.
Right.
So they wake up because they're bosses.
Right.
Thank you. And, make a long story short, I introduced her and she saw it all and she was just like, "This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." And I'm like, because, dude, that's where we go drink our Starbucks coffee, and we leave, let everybody sleep, and we walk for about 1 mile, 2 miles on the beach, and we found this spot. And I tell her, "This is my Mexico." So she goes, "For 15 years that I've known you, and you've been going to California, and you've been doing this, and you've been chilling," she goes, "Everybody thought that you were just bullshitting." And I'm like, "No." I'm like, just so you know, well, dude.
Oh,
now, and I roll around in a 550 white on white BMW when I'm up there. I have a car up there.
Right.
So she's like, "So I get why you walk away. I see why you walk the way you walk in San Antonio." Because you walk the same way in this city too and get the same. And I'm like, it's like that everywhere because I travel.
You have integrity.
And I know how to, and what I tell my homies is, I go, the white people look at us this way because, dude, we carry ourselves wrong. I go, I'm here to change their perception. I don't act ghetto. I don't act like this, that. And I
David, there's
you
ghetto
blame it on
in
anybody,
every
you
flavor.
Yeah,
every
you blame
flavor.
It on yourself. Yeah,
every flavor, there's ghetto, man.
But look at this. And then I got my girl. Now she's a realtor. She's already sending me listings for properties in Encinitas for $23 million, $2 million, this. And she's like, Dave, we just need to get a house. Thank you, Papa. Look at him. I'm coming. I don't walk in my house with shoes. He just picked up my sandals and gave me to put on. This is one of the cutest kids in the world. Dude, this is why God put me here. And I don't know what the plan is. No, my feet were meant to touch certain areas. That's what I tell her. I said, this is my fucking Mexico. If you can embrace it, this is what, and she's like, I'm in love with it. She goes, I'm bringing my kids here next month. And I'm like, look, don't bring anybody to my spot. I was like, you never know when I'm here. I go, but when I come and I go, and if you're here with somebody else at my spot, you know, there'll be problems. If you're here with your kids, then that's a different story. Because, dude, over there in Encinitas, I'm telling you, you got the girls laying down like flower girls and cheekies. You got the surfers right there where the waves are breaking. Man, I'm telling you, it was so tranquil that day. Dude, there was actually, y'all had a festival, a state festival in San Diego this past weekend. So, dude, the beaches were half empty. So, dude, we pretty much had Encinitas all to ourselves. So, dude, we're out there on the surf. We're fucking surfing and having, and she's like, I never knew that you did this thing. And I'm like, dude, there's a lot of shit that none of y'all know I do. But this is my reset. I go over there, I get motivated, I spend $5 to $10 grand, and then I'm like, all right, now it's time to go make 100. And that's the way I think. It's a mind of a hustler. I'm a capitalist in every aspect now. I was ghetto as fuck when I grew up, but now I learned, hey, there's a way to live life, and you chose made some bad decisions as a younger person.
Right.
You changed your circle and you got your shit right. You're accredited. We're not going outside right now. We're going to go outside because we're going to go swimming or we're going to go to the park with mommy.
Right.
I hate telling them no, but you have to implement discipline, though. And I don't know. I mean, I'll hook him up, but it is what it is. But that's just a little bit about me, Amy, and not bragging about it, but just letting you know, like, hey, I'm a serious person. I'm not a gung-ho, like, oh, I'm going to go work my ass to death because I already know the man's going to provide. He already said he's going to provide for me. All I got to do is just fulfill my part. And literally, I can tell you, I have been slacking a little bit, but I'm still doing everything and operating, in a godly way. I still help anybody. I'm babysitting kids. Not rationalizing because we're already saved by grace and mercy. Under
yes,
their
we
faith.
Are.
So,
absolutely.
And you don't, nothing that you do is going to help you get to heaven.
Nope, exactly. There's no human works that's going to help you. No act on this earth that's going to help you get that. It's already given to you if you accept it. Absolutely.
It's tatted on my body.
Mine too.
Trust me, everything. I'm completely professional until you see me take off my shirt. When you see me take off my shirt, everybody's like, dude, holy shit, you're got a whole art gallery all over you. I'm like, that's. Everything, every tattoo has a meaning on me, but it's who I am. I don't know how to explain it. But hey, Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, sweetheart. I know it is a Friday, and I'm going to tell you, I value your time.
Thank you.
Reach out to you on Tuesday. You are in Cali, so you're going to be 2 hours behind us. So
correct.
What time would you be getting to the office?
I work from home, and I'm in my office at 9 a.m. your time.
I can be 9 a.m. my time. Well, if you want to give me a call Tuesday 9 a.m., I think we might be able to do it. I may be working back-to-back days depending on the prep job. But based on right now, I'll try to schedule in a 9 a.m. If it is, just remember, I'm doing a prep. So we may be doing – because the first day is going to be the pressure washing because you don't stand on that day.
Right.
So we may go back and stand on Tuesday. But I got to wait because, like I said, this is for private what do you call them? Nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is done in sections for them. They don't just give you full command and be like, go do this. Everything's got to be what they want. It's our project, but they still make all the decisions. Crazy. I've never been in a situation like this.
I'm sending you a calendar invitation through Google right now. Once you accept it, then you'll get that reminder, and it'll just lock into your Google Calendar, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it so much, Amy. Thank you for your time, and have a blessed weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks for your time, David. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.